ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नस्तप्रेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भागवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 4, text number 41 through 44. This is text number 41. O best of the Kuru dynasty, after he drank some water, King Ambarish, meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, waited for the return of the great mystic Durvasa Muni. 42. After executing the ritualistic ceremonies to be performed at noon, Durvasa returned from the bank of the Jamuna. The king received him well, offering all respects. But Durvasa Muni, by his mystic power, could understand that King Ambarish had drunk water without his permission. Still hungry, Durvasa Muni, his body trembling, his face curved, and his eyebrows crooked in a frown, angrily spoke as follows to King Ambarish, who stood before him with folded hands. Aho asya nirsangshasya shriyon matasya pashyata Dharma vyati kramang vishnur abhaktas yesha maninaha Aho, alas, asya, of this man, nrisangshasya, who is so cruel, Shriya Unmatasya, puffed up because of great opulence. Pashyata, everyone just see. Dharma Vyaktikramam, the transgression of the regulative principles of religion. Vishnu Bhaktasya, who is not a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Isha Manina, considering himself the Supreme Lord, independent of everything. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Alas, just see the behavior of this cruel man. He is not a devotee of Lord Vishnu, being proud of his material opulence and his position. He considers himself God. Just see how he has transgressed the laws of religion. Responsively, alas. Just see the behavior of this cruel man. He is not a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Being proud of his material opulence and his position, he considers himself God. Just see how he has transgressed the laws of religion. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has diverted the entire meaning of this verse as spoken by Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni used the word nrisangshasya to indicate that the king was cruel. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur interprets it to mean that the king's character was glorified by all the local people. He says that the word nri means by all the local people, and that shang sasya means of he, Ambarish, whose character was glorified. Similarly, one who is very rich becomes mad because of his wealth and is therefore called striya unmatasya. But Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur interprets these words to mean that although Maharaj Ambarish was such an opulent king, he was not mad after money, for he had already surpassed the madness of material opulence. Similarly, the word Isha Manina is interpreted to mean that he was so respectful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he did not transgress the laws of observing Ekadasi Parana, despite the thinking of Durvasa Muni. For he only took water. In this way, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has supported Maharaj Ambarish and all his activities. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Alas, just see the behavior of this cruel man. He is not a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Being proud of his material opulence and his position, he considers himself God. Just see how he has transgressed the laws of religion. So this is pretty much the analysis of most of us in the material world, that our behavior is actually very cruel, because if we are not conscious of who is God or what is the law of God, it's animal activities, and animals, they can be cruel. So human beings who are not understanding what is the law of God, what is the true Dharma, they misbehave. And he's saying he's not a devotee of Vishnu, just like Shishupal was claiming, why Krishna is being glorified? You know, look at all his activities. From a mundane point of view, one might consider criticizing Krishna, and even many of the religious sects, after so many years, Vaishnava sect, because they were focusing on the 10th canto of the love affairs of the Supreme Lord in a mundane interpretation, they thought this is all love literature. And so there's many different varieties of interpretations of religion. And so being proud of his material opulence and position. So everyone has great pride who has see my vehicle, Prabhupada often would say that the man wants to invite all his friends to his place. He can see what beautiful furniture I have. So many expensive ornament decorations, jewelry, nice clothes, nice car, and big, big bank balance. So all this, if it's not aimed at the understanding, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, that everything belongs to Krishna, that he's the real proprietor. Because even in the summary, it was describing that whose wealth is this? And they said, oh, it's all wealth from Yajna goes to Lord Shiva, because it's my wealth. No, it's his wealth. But actually, it all belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So although one may be gifted with an opulent position of, some material opulence and position, generally it goes to people's head and they become arrogant. Don't touch me. You're immature, you're a neophyte. Why you don't come close to me? In many ways, we lose humility. Lord Chaitanya would not have emphasized Trinadapi Sunichena Tarodapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. That if you want to chant the holy name of the Lord, the perfection of life, there's a prerequisite that we have to become humble. It's hard to be humble because naturally people offering respect and most people are very much, if someone is very, very wealthy, they think, oh, he's like a god. He considers himself God. This is our position. We misunderstand that we're actually Jivar Swarupoi Krishna Nitya Das. We're eternal servants of Krishna, but we start thinking that I'm a great scholar, or I'm very opulent, I'm a great person. I'm almost like God. Pundraka, wasn't he? He had artificial hands. Krishna was laughing, and all the followers of Krishna were seeing that such a fool pretending to be God, imitating, adding two more hands and thinking that now he become the supreme. So just see how he's transgressed the laws of religion. So although Durvasa Muni was considered a great sage and somewhat intelligent, but he was not fully matured his intelligence until the Sudarshan Chakra was chasing him. See, because the Lord, he doesn't tolerate that someone abusing his devotees. And a devotee is not fearful. We'll see how when Durvasa Muni conjured up this demon to kill him, and the demon's coming with trident, very fierce, very fearful. Normally, everyone would scatter and run. But Ambarish Maharaj just stood fixed, had great faith, and Krishna will protect me. Prahlad Maharaj, he was not disturbed by the cruel punishments that were given by Hiranyakashipu and his people. They wanted to kill Prahlad. He was fearless. So Srila Prabhupada, Abhay Charanaravinda, fearlessly came to this Western world, uncivilized world, where people are motivated by lust, anger, and greed. Basically, the whole pursuit, all advertisement, all the industries, all the businesses, everything is geared at economic development and sense gratification. But Prabhupada came to deliver a message, although not knowing where to turn right or turn left, and without the support of the treasury, submit my bill for 50,000 rupees, please give me my advance, because I have to go to my home. But this is not exactly how Prabhupada, he was very brave. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was very brave to present the absolute truth, because when one speaks the absolute truth, when one glorifies Krishna, that everything belongs to Krishna, we're all servants of Krishna, human life is meant for dharma, religion, and religion has rules and regulations. Nobody likes to follow rules and regulations. When you join the military, there's rules and regulations. When you join the ashram, there's rules and regulations. This is the meaning of brahmacharya. There's rules and regulations for householder life. There's rules and regulations for administrative, or what to speak of, you know, doing business. And then there's for the kshatriyas, things they can do and cannot do. And then the renunciants. So you can see how Durvasa Muni was thinking, oh, Ambarish, he's just an ordinary king. Just because he has a lot of wealth and he has a big position, people are worshipping him. I'll show him what is real power. So Durvasa Muni, although he's being depicted as not knowing what is a true Vaishnava, but many quotes are there that one does not understand the true behavior of a pure devotee. We may try to analyze by his external behavior that this person, he's not a Vaishnava, he's not a devotee, he's actually just a materialist, common materialist. So we have to have training, we have to have guidance, and that guidance is given to us by Krishna. Krishna is the original guru. Krishna is giving, he's mercifully appearing, incarnating in this world. Everyone believes that God can come to this world? Raise your hand. Do you believe that Krishna can actually appear in this world? But it's very difficult because the scientists and so-called leaders want us to believe that it's just simply imagination. Oh, that's your wishful thinking. And Christ was an ordinary man. Krishna was an ordinary man. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great saint. There are many societies that do not believe that actually God can incarnate. God's the creator of everything. Why he cannot come? He comes out of love for his devotees, for protection of his devotees, for reestablishing religious principles. And this pastime in the Srimad Bhagavatam of Ambarish Maharaj, showing that despite having so much opulence, beautiful, wonderful family, a kingdom, we heard yesterday the opulences of some materialists in this world doesn't even compare to Ambarish Maharaj. He's so great, so powerful. Parikshit Maharaj, so great, so powerful. Despite that they've achieved everything that the materialists strive for, they just renounced it. They had no attachment for that wealth. They were fully satisfied. Sanatan Goswami, they had no use for the touchstone, the gem that produced gold. You know, we read about Satya, who is that, who had the golden, the Shamantaka jewel, or the Satyaraj, and he was not even willing to give it to Krishna. He said, you give it and let it be put here for the benefit of, no, the attachment to wealth is so strong that people risk their lives to rob the banks. They kill their own relatives. They imprison their own relatives and put them in jail for the power, wealth, and control. So Ambarish Maharaj was misunderstood by Durvasa Muni, but that was also for our education, so that we do not mistreat the Vaishnavas. Because if we create offense, you know, if you offend somebody, that person feels bad. I think there's a story about Rupa Goswami that he was experiencing some devotional ecstasies, but at that time a crippled person was walking by and the crippled person thought that he was laughing at me. But there's no such thought in Rupa Goswami's mind. He was just thinking something funny on a spiritual sense. But the fact that the person felt insulted, where he thought that Rupa Goswami was insulting him, then Rupa Goswami felt something is not right. And somehow through his intelligence, he resolved, and he invited everyone, and the person who did not show up, he understood that somehow he was insulted. So we have to be very careful in this limited life that we have. It's very temporary life. We've already achieved more great fortune than people can achieve in billions of lifetimes by being introduced one way or another, Agyata Sukriti, whether by good, pious activities or Brahmanda Brahmite Konya Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej, that we've been given this bhakti, this seed of devotion, some interest to water the seed of devotion by the mercy of Guru Prabhupada, Guru Krishna, Krishna's Guru in the heart, Sarvasya Chahang Hridi Sanavishto, Matat Smriti Jnanam Upohanam Cha. So in Krishna, when he was in the heart of Durvasa Muni, he instructed him in a certain way, but after the lesson, after Durvasa Muni offended Ambarish Maharaj, although Ambarish Maharaj did not take offense, he actually felt sorry that he was the cause of the trouble. Just see, the Vaishnava, he's on such a platform that although someone who's a perpetrator or causing trouble, the Vaishnava feels, because of me, somehow this disturbance is there. But Krishna, after some time of being threatened by the Sudarshan Chakra, this chakra is a personality also, Sudarshan. It's the Lord's devotee, and that devotee protects other devotees. So it's not just in stories that I've seen on Sankirtan many times dangerous situations come about, because when you're trying to give dharma, you're trying to give religion in the camp of materialists. Or I'll tell you one story. We were in Texas in some bar distributing books, and there were some Hell's Angels, they're called, you know, the motorcycle gang, there's the gang members, and they closed the doors and they said they thought we were the Moonies. In the 70s, the Moonies were popular. There was a few different groups. They're called Sung Young Moon. It was a Korean guru. And they called the Moonies. And they were collecting on the streets. But when they took our hat off, they said, oh, it's the Hare Krishnas, the Haris. They're okay. So although it was a very dangerous situation, you may think, well, that's just by chance. But many times, there's many stories that Krishna protects his devotees. He has a personal... He's equal to everyone. He gives everyone protection in one sense. But people who are not connected to the Lord by following his instructions and directions have to suffer the karma na daivana trena. There are certain actions and reactions which we all have to suffer in this world. Whether we're rich or poor, there's a rich man and he has the best doctors, very good medicine. Doctor, please give me 4 more years because I have not completed my mission, my family. I have to take care of my family. I have to take care of few unfinished business. Everyone has unfinished business in this material world. But despite the fact that he had so much money, the best doctors and good medicine, if the time element, if Krishna wants to take you, no one can protect you. Rake Krishna Marike Mare Krishna Rakeke. That if Krishna wants to protect you, no one can harm you. And it's based on faith. A devotee who sees clearly, who's Trikalagya, who sees past, present, and future, who understands that Krishna's in the heart of every living being, Krishna's my protector, and becomes dependent on Krishna, that we have to stop making plans. Because when one is simply plan-making, there's so much anxiety. But if we're just acting to execute the plan of Krishna with confidence that Krishna's given me guidance, Krishna's given me protection, we may think that, oh, such a great soul, but he also died in a very unusual way. Krishna is very mysterious. We don't know when and how. Sometimes people come for some time to do their necessary work in this world, assist the Lord, assist the Lord's assistance. Prabhupada would often praise that, "My Guru Maharaj, he sent all of you to help me in this mission." So Srila Prabhupada was appreciating and also glorifying the devotees who were working hard to spread Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada wanted that we read and try to understand, because by association of devotees, the reading becomes magnified. Just like we're trying to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, the great Vaishnava Ambarish Maharaj, the Muni, Durvasa Muni, how the whole intricacies of those who are attached to wealth, those who are attached to material happiness and position and honor. What does Lord Chaitanya say? Nadanam, najanam, nasundaring. Who doesn't want wealth? Who doesn't want to be respected? I want to be respected. You know, I want a position. People fight for positions. I want to have a relationship in this material world. This nadanam, najanam, nasundaring. Kavitang ba jagadisha kamaye. If one has shelter of Krishna and he is hearing about Krishna, about the glories of Krishna, the beauty of Krishna, the mercy of Krishna, and how the devotees of Krishna are very enthusiastically spreading Krishna consciousness and living in the holy Dham. We're in Sri Vrindavan Dham, in the association of Vaishnavas, offering prayers, just like Ambarish Maharaj was offering prayers to the Lord, hearing about Krishna, remembering Krishna, serving Krishna, offering his whole life and existence to Krishna. So, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Navedanam. Prahlad Maharaj is quoting, these are the basic outline principles of a Vaishnava. And although Ambarish had all these qualifications, Durvasa Muni, from an external point of view, could not appreciate. He could not appreciate that this is a great Vaishnava. Isn't it? And there are many other stories which are connected to one who is opulent. Opulence is not bad. It's not that wealth is bad. It's just how we utilize it. If we're using it for Krishna's service, if we utilize everything that we have for spreading Krishna consciousness, if we have our energy, this is called borrowed energy. Krishna's lending us some energy. Do you ever feel feverish and no energy? You feel like, "Oh, I have no energy today." So where does this energy come from? You know, at night you rest to recharge your batteries. People come to Vrindavan to recharge their spiritual batteries. So we have a certain amount of enthusiasm, either for material happiness, for monetary security. We take faith that, "Oh, I have big bank balance, I have money in my pocket, I'm confident." But all that is taken away. Everything is taken away in the material existence. But we have to also be intelligent how to take care of our duties properly, not that we become neglectful or that we become a family. We don't need it. Now we see many devotees are going home to take care of their families. That's a nice sentiment. Arjuna had the same sentiment. "Oh, I don't want to fight. I don't want to do the Sankirtan Yajna on the battlefield. I think better I go home and take care of my family." Taking care of family is giving them Krishna consciousness. Of course, sometimes there's strained relationships between the family members and those who choose to renounce the material life and come to spiritual life, because they think, "Oh, why are you abandoning your responsibilities? You know, you've dropped out of society, you become a parasite, You simply are exploiting and taking money from people and lazy, eating and sleeping. Sometimes they're right. Sometimes people are just eating and sleeping. But that's not the meaning of ashram in spiritual life. Ashram means that Prabhupada says that I am working harder than all of you. My disciples are working harder than all of you. Working harder in what sense? We're not working harder to build our bank balance unless it's for Krishna. Krishna, they're sending money? Yes, we'll take it. We'll use it in Krishna's service. But we have to work hard, and we should not be distracted by the apparent behavior of others. You know, we shouldn't judge the absolute truth simply by our external opinion of others. Oh, this person, you know, he's been a devotee for so many years, but look at how he's behaving. We're not here to judge, but we have Sadhu Shastra Guru. We're fortunate that Srila Prabhupada gave us Bhagavad Gita as it is. Let Krishna speak for himself. Don't interpret Krishna's words. We have Srimad Bhagavatam as it is, because Shukadeva Goswami, speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, Suta Goswami, all the sages, all the wonderful conversations which are taking place to help us understand who is a Vaishnava, what is a Vaishnava, how do you understand who is a Vaishnava? That one who gives up the association of the Avaishnavas. That birds of a feather flock together. So if you're interested in hearing Bhagavad Katha, if you're interested in kirtan, chanting the Lord's holy name, if you're interested in helping others by giving prasadam, by giving knowledge, this gives you happiness and this is real meaning of life. But if we're wasting our time simply in gramya katha, oh, did you see that? You see how this person's behaving? How that person's behaving? You see how he's always with these ladies and these ladies? You know, it's like people take great pleasure in finding fault. Of course, it's a fine line, because Prabhupada also, he wanted strict rules and regulations, and he wanted that all the administrators are also setting a good example. Not only administrators, everyone. Every person who claims to be a follower of Srila Prabhupada is representing Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, the Goswamis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we ourselves, whether we're little, medium, or big, we still have a responsibility. You don't want to disgrace your family. Isn't it? It's a dishonor. Imagine you're disgracing your family. All the family members are looking, oh, how disgraceful that is. So Srila Prabhupada would often say that you take this initiation, you promise in front of the fire, in front of the devotees, in front of the Vaishnavas. So if you are not following the rules and regulations, if you're not enthusiastically pursuing Krishna consciousness, then this is a bit of a disgrace to the family. Of course, there's bumps on the road, even danger on every royal road. Sometimes you may slip on that banana peel. You may lose your sight and fall into the ditch, and your friends help you out of the ditch, brush you off, and continue marching forward. We're not saying that every one of us are pure devotees. There's many exalted Vaishnavas, and many of us are neophytes. We're beginners. But whether you're a beginner, midterm, or advanced, the medicine is the same. Huh? Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sangopangasra Parashidam Jagnai Sankirtan Priyai Yajantihi Sumedha Saha. So the Dharma, religion for this age, is Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam. This Krishna appears not blackish, but he's come with all his associates to give the Dharma, the Sankirtan Dharma. Because by this process of Sankirtan, This is Sankirtan, glorification of Krishna. We have the Sankirtan of chanting together. We have the Japa Sankirtan. We have the Prasadam Sankirtan. Of course, don't take it out of proportion. The chanting and hearing of Krishna's holy name is the medicine that will actually free the heart of the desire for sense gratification. And although we may not be free from the tight ropes, the gunas that, what is that? Tamaguna, darkness, rajaguna, passion, even satya, the goodness, we're Vishuddha Sattva, pure goodness. Pure goodness comes by chanting the holy name, the humility, truthfulness, austerity. These are qualities of a Brahmana. And the Brahminical qualities, Prabhupada came to make Brahmanas. Even though you go to a dirt pile, if there's a gem, you can take that gem, clean it off, and utilize it. So we've all maybe come from a dirt pile family background. Maybe our ambitions and interests in life were to achieve some monetary or prestigious goal. But we're seeing here, from the example of Ambarish Maharaj, this is not the goal. This is not the happiness that we're striving for. Real happiness will come when we actually regulate our devotional lives. It becomes spontaneous. It's not that it's always going to be, oh no, the alarm clock, got to get up for the morning program, or I have to follow rules and regulations. It's too much. This is too much confinement. There's no freedom. You know, I become a slave or a servant, slave mentality. Oh. The servant of the most powerful person, he's also glorified, sometimes more than the master. They call it viceroy. England would send their representatives on behalf of the crown. The king and queen would send their representatives. And wherever that viceroy went, the people would offer him the same respect as they would offer to the king and to the royalty, because he's representing. So Srila Prabhupada's representing Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the sincere followers are also representing. So naturally, people want to offer respect to Vaishnava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas so that the fools and rascals who were disrespected would offer respect, because there's still some culture. So culture, religion, dharma, all lead towards humility, respect, honoring. You know, causing violence to others is condemned in all religions. So what to speak of animal slaughter, or slaughtering the baby in the womb, or trying to slaughter Ambarish Maharaj by creating a demon? All this is simply one's false ego and misunderstanding. So all of us should appreciate that Durvasa Muni was instrumental in helping us understand to be very cautious not to cause disturbance to Vaishnavas, to anyone, but especially Krishna's very concerned about his devotees. And Krishna does not tolerate when someone abuses one of his devotees. And so there's obviously great reaction. Sometimes in government, they say, if you commit this crime, you get 20 years. You get life in prison. You get hanged. So previously, when the dacoits or criminals would cause disturbance in society, the monarchy was very tough. They would punish them severely so that no one in the future would think of breaking the religious principles or breaking the laws. So that's not happening so much now. There's so much crime and so much ignorance and darkness that people are slaughtering their own babies in the womb, slaughtering innocent cow, calf, bulls. You know, neglect. We should develop our love. We should develop our appreciation that Srila Prabhupada has given us a beautiful home, giving us a very clear philosophy, very brilliant understanding, and the way that understanding will become settled within our mind and within our heart is by repetition. Practice makes perfect. So you might get an honorary degree by luck, you might fall on your head and become a genius, but generally speaking, the honorary degree doesn't happen. One has to work hard, study, follow the authorized rules and regulations, then you can achieve something. So if we want to achieve success, we have to apply ourselves by increasing the hearing, increasing the chanting, and also have an open mood of devotion that I want to serve. I've given the example many times. When I was a bhakta, I knew you did the full morning program, then I knew that from 10 to 5, I have my services. So I look for my temple commander. Where's Madan Mohan? Where's my temple commander? You know, what do I do? Okay, I finished that. What else do I do? But nowadays, you can hardly find anybody, let alone where's the temple commander. People are expert at hiding, avoiding, and looking for a very comfortable situation. We should not be exploiting Srila Prabhupada's gifts. Because everything is the gift. If you have a duty, if you're sick, go to the hospital. You need medicine, take your medicine. But also you should be enthusiastic to do your service. If you have no service, then there's always cleaning, there's always chanting. You sit down and chant in front of the deities with the devotees. This is service. Come to the morning program. This is service. Read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is service as well. And by doing those types of services, Krishna reveals for you, oh, you should go do this program. Or maybe if you're humble, then Krishna will inspire the administration to put you in a nice... Not that I need to have a position, otherwise I'm leaving. What to do? Things happen. So we should not have the expectation that I'm entitled. I'm entitled to, you know, they have to give me prasadam, they have to give me a vehicle, they have to give me a room, they have to give me some petty cash. I need what I need and what I want. This is not a brahmachari mentality, and everybody starts with that. The brahmachari means submissive, humble, hardworking, austere. Austerity, life is meant for austerity. We're fortunate that our austerity is chanting the holy name, dancing, and taking prasadam. All the other little things which are involved are small. But the big thing is chanting, dancing, prasadam, and preaching. What are the four principles? Preaching is the essence. I mean, we're all here for preaching. We're preaching means that we're giving people life. We're freeing them from the cycle of birth and death. Preaching. Books are the basis. Because what preaching is there without the books? Prabhupada said, what is the use of your 10-minute lecture? Give them a book. They should have a book. So we're trying to preach. How do we preach? Book distribution. And utility is the principle, that how to do it. Okay, we'll go to the colleges, universities, on the street, and, you know, big programs, farm programs, rural programs, big city programs. And then, what is the last essence? Purity is the force. So without the hearing and chanting and rules and regulations, in association of Vaishnavas, and living in a spiritual atmosphere, the purity is missing. And without the purity, the whole machinery breaks down. So we should all work on keeping our machinery well oiled. That oiling, you know, when you put oil on the chain, it works nicely. So the oiling process is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ambarish Maharaj ki. Dvasa Muni ki. He becomes good after a while. He praises Ambarish nicely and says, "Ah, what a fool I was." But he gets it. So that's also an accomplishment, understanding that we may have misunderstood, but once we get the message properly and we change our evil ways, you know, like Murari the hunter, Narada Muni transformed into a great saint. Even our lawyer previously, he was impossible to deal with, our lawyer here. But Krishna somehow 5 years ago put him through a life-death experience and he became like a new person. He actually became friendly and nice. So Durvasa Muni also had this kind of enlightenment. He became friendly and nice and appreciating all the spiritual qualities of Ambarish Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada ki? One question? Two questions? Oh, of course.
Thanks. You were stating that devotees, they talk between these guardians and together. Instead of giving some service, they are criticizing everyone. So just like when we start in the beginning, we had these 10 offenses. So if we remember 10 offenses, then we did not do all those things talking about prayer or anything. So these 10 offenses in Bombay and everywhere, we are deciding every day. So if we decide every day, that will help us.
Yes, Gramya Katha, this backbiting and criticizing others, this is what the whole material world is all about. But Vaishnava, he is not jealous, he is not envious. He appreciates the achievements of other Vaishnavas. Oh, this devotee is doing very nicely. I told the story many times, book distribution. I see my partner doing so good and I'm having a hard time, and you know, it might be some transcendental jealousy there. And I said, Pragosh, look at he's doing. Pragosh said, oh, Prabhupada's giving him a special mercy. So we should see like that someone has some extra gifts, think, oh, you know, this person, you know, we become jealous or envious. But this is not a Vaishnava characteristic. Vaishnava is very kind to everyone and very much appreciates the service of others. Then Krishna Das Kaviraj would obviously say, don't even mention my name, I'm not worthy, but everyone else is doing such nice service. So we should appreciate the Vaishnavas, the service of others. If some devotees are having difficulty, try to, you know, help in whatever way, some appreciation. Worst case scenario, we should all go take nice prasadam up to the neck. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.